Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the top, the last word on the line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So really, before we begin, it's kedai to just mention a very, very brief hakdama, just to make it easier to understand the following Gemara. And that is, the halacha is in Hilchos Kelim, with regards to Tumah by Kelim. So the halacha is that wood is only Mekabel Tumah if it has a base kibul, if it has a receptacle. If one has a wooden rod, a flat piece of wood is not mekabel tuma. It's only if there's some sort of receptacle that's used to fill it, a bowl, a spoon, something like that. So then, even if it's made out of wood, so then it's mekabel tuma. But if it's flat, it's not mekabel tuma. However, when it comes to metal, so metal is mekabel tuma even if it's flat. A wooden rod that's flat is mekabel tuma. Now this is going to be very negeh to our halacha is of Hilchos Schach, because as we mentioned in the Mishnah, Naman Aleph, the halacha is by Schach, is that something which is Mekabel Tumah, we mentioned on Yud Aleph, Naman Aleph, that something which is Mekabel Tumah is possible for Schach, for something to be kosher for Schach, and has to fulfill two conditions, the Mishnah said. It has to be that it's not Roy Lekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah, and that it grows from the ground. Something which is Mekabel Tumah is possible for Schach. As a result, a wood kli, if it has a receptacle, is going to be possible for schach, and a metal, something that's metal, even if it's flat, it's going to be possible. Besides the fact that metal doesn't grow from the ground, it's from the ground, but it doesn't grow in the ground, there's another problem, the fact that it's mekabel tumah. Even if it's flat, it's mekabel tumah, and therefore metal would be possible for schach. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha about using a spear. A spear, a spear in those times at least, was made out of two parts. There was the rod, there was the handle, and then there was the sharp part, there was the actual spear. So now the handle was made out of wood, and the spear was made out of metal. Now, how did the two parts attach? So that there were different types of spears. Sometimes you had it that the wood part screwed into the metal part. So the metal part had a base kibul. It had a hole in it. It had a base kibul. And the wood piece screwed into the metal. And sometimes it was the opposite. It was the wood that had the base kibul. And it was the metal that had a piece sticking out and that screwed into the wood. And the wood had a little bit of a hollow end. And this way the metal spear could stick into it. So now the piece that has the base kibul, the Gemara is going to call a nekeva, and the piece that doesn't have the base kibul, that's going to be called the zachar. So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, sikcha bechitzin zacharim. The halacha is that if you use chitzim zacharim, the wooden parts of the spear, the handle, and it's a zachar, meaning it does not have a base kibul, so that's kshera, because that's pshutei kliyetz, it's a flat wooden kli, it's a kli that does not have a base kibul, memela it's kosher for schach. The nekeva is psula. However, if you use the nekeva, if you use a spear that the rod of it, that the handle is a nekeva, the wood has a base kibul, so then it's going to be psula, then it's going to be possible for schach, because it's a wood kli that has a base kibul, which is possible for, which is mekabel tuma, and memela possible for schach. Says the Gemara now, Zacharim Ksheira Pshita. Isn't that obvious? If the wood doesn't have a base kibul, so then it's kasha for schach, that's Kalim 101. We know that it's not Mekabel Tumah, it doesn't have a base kibul, so of course it's kasha for schach. It grows from the ground, it's wood, it doesn't have a base kibul, it's not Mekabel Tumah. What could possibly be wrong? Says the Gemara, Manu Detemo, I could have thought to say that Nigzer Zacharim Atu Nekevais. I could have thought to say that even though the Zachar, when the handle's a Zachar, so then it's completely kasha, and there's nothing wrong, but still maybe we should have made a gezeira not to use such a handle, because sometimes the handle's in the keva, and if a person thinks that he could just, a person might be mistaken and think that he could always just use the handle of a spear, and really it's not true. It depends if it's a zachar or if it's in the keva. If it's in the keva, then you cannot use it. So I might have thought to say we should be geyser that you can't even use it when it's a zachar, up to a case when it's in the keva, because a person might come to use it when it's in the keva. Kamash malon, there's no such gezeira. So that was the chiddush, that you're allowed to use the handle of the spear when it's a zachar eschach. Now we said also b'nekeva is psula. So frak the Gemara, that's also pshita. Obviously, if the handle is in the keva, if it has the base kibul, so it's mekabel tumah and memel it's possible for schach. What was Rav Yehuda Marav's chiddush? Says the Gemara, ma'u detema. I might have thought to say that base kibul ha'asli lamalois loish me kibul. I could have thought to say that even though it's true, it's a base kibul, but it's not a typical base kibul. A typical base kibul is like a bowl, a spoon, where you fill it up, you empty it, you fill it up again. It's something that's made to be used. It has has a shimush to it. Over here, although it has a base kibble, when the wood has a base kibble, but it's meant to just stay filled. You put the wood part, you put the metal spear part into it, and it just stays filled. It's not something that's made to use, to fill, to empty, and to fill, and to empty. And therefore, I might have thought to say that that's not called the base kibble. It's a base kibble that's made to remain filled. So I might have thought to say that that doesn't have a shem base kibble lenin kabbalas tuma. Kamash malon, the way most Rishonim understand, is that kamash malon, that no, it is still considered a base kibble, and therefore it is mekabel tuma, and that was Rav Yehuda Merav's chiddush, that this is considered a base kibble, and memela, for sure, it's mekabel tuma, and possible for schach. Says the Gemara now. And now again, really, it's kedai to just have a short akdama as well for the following sugya. And the Gemara, so the Gemara now is going to discuss using flax for schach. So flax, the way flax is processed is that there's a few steps that grows from the ground, and then it's soaked in, you harvest it, you soak it in water, you dry it, this way now the outer shell is softer, then you beat it in order to take off the shell, and then you comb it, and you make it into the material that we have, you put it into the oven, you whiten it, and you ultimately you spin it into threads, and then you could use it to make all different kinds of nice things. So there's a long process, soaking it, you dry it, you beat it, you comb it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sikha Banitzei Pishtam Psula. The halacha is that if you use Anitzei Pishtam, which is completely processed flax, it went through the whole process. If you use Anitzei Pishtam as your schach, so the halacha is that it's psula, it's possible for schach. Now we'll have to explain why that is, because seemingly this should be completely kosher. Flax is something which grows from the ground. It's not yet made into a kli, it wasn't yet made into a beged, in a chanami. If you make it into a shirt, so then a shirt is a kli, it's mekabel tuma. Here we're just talking about the thread. So why should the threads be problematic? So we'll discuss soon exactly why that is. First we'll just discuss the what's. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, that if you use anitzei pishtam, which is completely processed flax, so that's going to be pasul. However, behutznei pishtam, so then kshera, if you use completely unprocessed flax, you didn't do anything to it, you just harvested it from the ground, it's completely unprocessed, so then that's going to be kshera. The hushni pishtan, if it's hushne, which we'll discuss soon what that is, but it's some sort of in-between stage, it's not processed, but it's not unprocessed, so that he said, eini idea mahu. So that Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't know. And then he said, v'hushni atzman, eini idea. And so now, seemingly, this is Rabbi Bar Bar Chana talking now, and he's saying now, I don't even know what he meant, what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said hushne pishtan. What is hushne pishtan? And he explained that he has two options. Manifshach. I have two ways. I'm confused. Maybe idayik v'loynafit hushni karile. It could be that when he says hushne, that's the stage where you beat idayik v'loynafit. It's where you already beaded the flax, but you didn't yet comb it. So that's why it's something that's in between. And that's why it's called hushni. Avotare v'loy daik, if you would have just soaked it, and you wouldn't have even beaten it, so that's hutsni karile, that's already called completely unprocessed. Even though you soaked it, that's still considered completely unprocessed, which is kosher. That's one side I have. Aydilma tari v'loy daik, nami hushni karile. Or maybe no, once you started the process, you just soaked it, even though you didn't yet beat it, so that's already called hushni. That's already called this in between stage. And the only time it's called hutsni, the only time it's called completely unprocessed is if you didn't even soak it. So that was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's suffix in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan even meant. But the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said is that when you have flax which is completely processed, you cannot use it as schach. If it's not processed at all, then you could use it as schach. And there's some point in between, which Rabbi Bar Bar Chana himself wasn't sure what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, so then Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure about the halacha at such a stage. But only if it's completely processed, so then it's problematic. And again, the question is why? Why is flax, which is processed, problematic? So there are really various different mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say that it is mekabel tuma. The flax which is processed is mekabel tuma snegaim. And memelo, it's possible, perhaps possible, seemingly possible, even midaraisa. Taisus Dibra Maskel Banitze Pishtan proves that it's not Makabel Tumah, but Taisus learns that still Midrabanan they were geyser that you cannot use the processed flax because eventually once you then make it into threads, it's going to be Makabel Tumah Snegayim. So therefore they were geyser that even if in its present state where it's not Makabel Tumah, since it's on its way to be Makabel Tumah, so they were geyser that you're not allowed to use processed flax for schach. The Rambam has a different mahalach, and it's a big nafkamina lahalacha. The Rambam, in Perek Hei of Hilchos Sukkah, halacha dalet, the Rambam seems to say that the pshat is that even though processed flax is everything working for it, it's not makabel tomo, like Taisa says, it grows from the ground. So why is it a problem? Because the reason is because when you look at processed flax, you can't tell anymore that this is the same thing which grew from the ground. If you look at flax which grows from the ground and you put it by a flax string, so it could be someone who's in the shatnez business could tell you that that's flax, but to the naked eye, you can't tell that that's flax. You can't tell that that's the same thing which grew from the ground. So since it's no longer nicker that it's the same material which grew from the ground, the Rabbanan were geyser that you can't use it as chach. And the Paiskim say that Lamaisa one should be choishish for the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah brings it, and Siman Taf Reish Chav Tes, and Sif Kot and Yud Gimel, that schach which is no longer nicker that it grew from the ground, so you can't use it as schach. Just to say, one nafkamina is paper. Paper is something which is not Makabel Tumah. A piece of paper is not Makabel Tumah, and it grows from the ground, it comes from a tree. But since you can't tell anymore, when you see a piece of paper, you don't see a tree. You can't tell that this is the same thing which grew from the ground. So therefore, because of this Rambam, the Paiskim say that paper is going to be pasul midrabanan. It's going to be considered schach pasul midrabanan because you can't tell. It's no longer nicker that it grew from the ground. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amrav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that hani shushay ushvatzre b'sakchin v'hu. You're allowed to use these different. Rashi says they're different types of yurakos. They're different types of vegetables. You're allowed to use them as schach. And again, that also seems strange. How could you use vegetables as schach? Food is mekabel tumah. So if it's mekabel tumah, so how is it kosher for schach? And so it's mavur and rashi that the pshat is because it's not roi l'maychol adam. Even though technically it's a vegetable, but only animals eat it. It's not roi l'maychol adam. And memelo, it's not mekabel tumah. Even though it's a vegetable, being that it's not roi l'maychol adam, it's not edible by humans, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. And memelo, you could use it as schach. Abaye says that b'shushe misakchen b'shvatzre loy misakchen, that you could use shushe, however shvatzre you can't, even though it's not roi l'maychol adam. There's a side problem with shvatzre, a different reason why you can't use it, even though it's grows from the ground, even though it's not makabel tumah. There's another problem midrabanan why you can't use it. My time, and what's that? Because kevan desare reichayu shavik luhu v'nafik, since they have such a bad smell, these shvatzre, they smell really awful, has a very bad smell. So shavik luhu v'nafik, a person who's in such a sukkah that the schach is from shvatzre, he's just going to leave the sukkah. So because a person who has such schach will end up leaving the sukkah, or at least Chazal were chayshish that he might end up leaving the sukkah, so therefore Chazal said that you can't use this as your schach. And the Ritva points out that being that that's the reason that you can't use it, so this is going to be a psul also with regards to the walls of the sukkah. It's important to just reiterate this. Generally speaking, throughout this mesechta, when we've been mentioning the different halachas, most of them were pertaining to schach. Al shem schach kriya sukkah. When we say different halachas of sukkah, for the most part, they were all about the schach. The walls don't have to be grow from the ground. The walls don't have a halacha that they can't be makabel tumah. The walls don't have as many halachas. There are some halachas to the walls, but most of the halachas are pertaining to the schach. The Ritva points out, just to bring out the Chiddush of the Ritva, that the Ritva is pointing out that being that the reason that this schach is possible is because it has a bad smell and a person will leave the sukkah, memela, this is going to be a psul also when it comes to the walls. Also when it comes to the walls, a person has to make sure not to have walls that are made from shvatzer, because again, it will cause a person to leave the sukkah. Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out another chumrah of this over other psulim of schach. Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out that when it comes to schach pasul, so if it's a miyit and it's mixed into the other schach, so it will be batal and the sukkah will be ksheira, even though you have a good amount of schach pasul, but if it's the miyit, so it will be batal and the sukkah will be ksheira. However, when it comes to shvatzre, being that the reason why it's pasul is because it has a bad smell, so it doesn't matter if it's technically, halachically batal. practically, if it has a bad smell, and a person might end up leaving a sukkah because of it, so therefore it's a problem, and it's still going to be possible, mi d'rabbanan, to have it as part of your schach. Even if technically, halachically, it's batal, l'maisan, as much as it's there, and it might cause a person to leave a sukkah, so it's going to be problematic. We'll do one last halacha. Am Rav Chanan bar Rava, hani hizmi vihigi misakhan bu. Rav Chanan bar Rava said they are allowed to use these hizmi vihigi, different thorns. They grow from the ground. They're not maichu adam. They're not makabel toma. So you can use it as schach. And again, here Abaye says that behizmi misakhan. I'm asking to you when it comes to hizmi. However, behigi loy misakhinon. However, you cannot use higi. My time. Why? It's not makabel toma. It grows from the ground. Why can't you use it? Again, because it's a side problem. Problem with higi, and what's that? Keva de nasri tarpayu shavak levenafik. Since nasri tarpayu, their leaves fall in. When you have a sukkah that on top the schach is made out of higi, it's very common that the leaves will fall into the sukkah. So since it has this problem that the leaves fall in, it'll be very uncomfortable for a person who's sitting inside such a sukkah. So therefore, the chazal were geyser that you cannot use such a thing for your schach. You can't use this as schach because they were chayshish that the person might end up just leaving his sukkah entirely. And here the Ritva points out that even though you can't use it for schach, it will be kosher for the walls, because the only problem is because the leaves fall in. The leaves falling in, if it's by the walls, is not going to affect the person too much. So this would only be a problem by the schach.